Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house on this Sunday before July 4th. Today we're going to be singing some patriotic hymns from our hymn book and thanking the Lord for his wonderful goodness to us that we do live in the United States of America. The Lord's hand and blessing has been upon us for many, many years, and we give him praise and glory for all that he has done. In our call to worship today, we're in Nehemiah chapter 6, and we're doing a series of calls to worship related to men that were called upon to endure hardship as good soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ, to endure lies and treachery, but remain strong for the Lord Jesus Christ and was able to accomplish a great work for him. And Nehemiah is one of those sterling characters from the Old Testament that stands out among the pages of the words of God. And he is faced with an onslaught that is just unbelievable from the enemies of God. You know of two of these, Sanballat and Tobiah. Those are fairly familiar names to believers as they've studied the book of Nehemiah. And there's Geshem the Arabian, who became an enemy of Nehemiah. And they came to him. They saw the wall being built around the city of Jerusalem, and it was being successful. After all their ridicule and making fun, said if a fox walked on the top of that wall, it would tip over because it was so poorly built by these idiot Jews that don't know what they're doing. Well, it was standing firm, and it was going up in place. And so they come to Nehemiah, and they say unto him, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. Interesting. They wanted him to travel about 35 miles away from Jerusalem for this meeting. Now, guess what they have in plan for Nehemiah? They're not going to go to talk. They're going to go to kill him. They want to destroy him. That 35-mile perimeter was where the king had given Nehemiah basically jurisdiction over. Not just Jerusalem property, but 35 miles out were under the care and provision of the king of Persia and his letter of intent for Nehemiah to control and to be able to operate in so he could go out and get supplies that were needed to bring back into the city. They said, let's go outside that perimeter. We want to talk with you. He perceived that they desired to kill him, and they sent messengers five times to Nehemiah to get him to change his mind and come out with him. He said, no, how can I leave the work of God? I must stay here. Then another report comes to him, same chapter. It is reported among the heathen and Gashmu the Arabian. Oh, Gashmu. You know, we can't say anything about critical. It'd be like saying the New York Times said that this is true. And we all know that the New York Times never gets a story wrong, right? Well, that was the same thing. Gashmu hath reported that the Jews think to rebel. Oh, wow. I mean, everybody was in turmoil now because this reporter has said this is going to happen. And Nehemiah says, the things which you say are not true, but thou feignest them out of thine own heart. And you've done it to make us afraid. Then there's a third one. After I came also into the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabel, who was shut up, and he said, let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to slay thee. Yea, in the night they will come to slay thee. And I said, should such a man as I flee? And who is there that, being as I am, would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. You see how they tried to incorporate, let's go into the safety of the temple. We've got to preserve your life. I've gotten word that they're going to kill you, Nehemiah. Let's go hide in the temple. After all, if we're in the temple, we'll be safe. Is that right? To go into some building that's religious and that's going to make us safe? And Nehemiah says, no, I'm safe right here where I am because I'm in the Lord. I'm in Jehovah. What a wonderful principle here. Three times he's approached different avenues, different ways to try to get Nehemiah to cave in and do what they want him to do. And he says no each time. And God shielded him and protected him. Now, will God take care of you in the midst of persecution, in the midst of ridicule, in the midst of treacherous works? Absolutely, if you walk with him. But if you cave in to pressure and you kowtow to those that would try to change your mind, then you will move away from God's care. You'll be actually stepping outside of His hedge at that point. May God help us, and may God help America to stay within His protection. We are watching America decline. We have watched America decline for some time. And with each step, she goes outside of God's care. May God help us not to step out with her. We've got to do what's right, and that means we're going to face more and more ridicule. We're going to face more and more pressure to adapt to the culture, to adapt to the times, and it's going to make our group smaller and smaller, and the guns of hell are going to fire more rapidly and with more power, just like they did in Nehemiah's day. But we've got to stand with the Lord, amen? We've got to be counted with Him. In this call to worship this morning, I want to call you from this world's philosophy and this world's cares, and I want to call you unto God. I want you to rest in Him. I want you to stand with Him. You can't go wrong. You cannot fail when you stand with the Lord Jesus Christ.